I felt real good that I had told my story, and I just hoped that it touched someone and made a difference in their lives.
Welcome to the Telling It Our Way podcast. I'm Allie.
And I'm Becca. In this podcast, we bring you stories by disabled people about disabled people. Stories from the daily lives of self-advocates with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
These are real people with complicated lives. They don't want your pity, and they do not exist to inspire you.
Yeah, this is not inspiration porn. Hello, everyone. This is just Becca here today to introduce you to what's going to be a very special episode of Telling It Our Way. First things first, I want to share some really exciting news with all of our listeners. We want you all to know that Telling It Our Way is now an award-winning podcast. We received the 2024 Toledo Press Club Touchstone Award winner for podcasting. We're so grateful to WGTE Public Media and especially to our producer, Chris Pfeiffer, for fostering the space for stories for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, stories that we don't think get heard enough and now have a space here. And thank you to the Toledo Press Club and to all of you, our listeners. And of course, thank you to everyone who has shared their stories for the show. It literally would not be possible without you. We are so proud of the work that we do here, and we cannot wait to bring you more. And so, with that out of the way, today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Instead of our typical format where we give you some stats, give you some background, and then share some stories, we want to share something a little bit different with you today. You know that we love stories here on Telling It Our Way. And last season, we talked a little bit about how we came to put the show together. And it came from this work that I have done for a long time where I do these storytelling workshops with storytellers with intellectual and developmental disabilities, where we get together once a week over 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and we build these stories together in community, and then we perform them in our communities. We wanted to share that with you today. You know, when we do the podcast, we come into the studio, we record these stories, and then we send them out into the ether. And sometimes we hear from our audience, but oftentimes we don't. And so live events where we can share stories with our communities give us a chance to really understand what these stories do to make change. So what we're going to do is we are going to play you some clips from an event that we had this summer at the Toledo Museum of Art. This is a partnership that I have with the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities and their self-advocacy group called Salute, where we come together every year. This is our second annual event, and we perform in the Glass Pavilion at the Toledo Museum of Art, Stories of Disability Pride. When we were at the event this year, we had our intern here at Telling It Our Way, Ava Gottschalk. She recorded little clips from the audience and from our storytellers. And so we're not going to share those stories with you today. We're going to share what people thought about the stories and what storytelling can do to bring us together closer as a community. So a little bit more about this event. We had 12 storytellers with intellectual and developmental disabilities who are all members of Salute, the self-advocacy group. They worked with me for 8 weeks over the summer to put together these stories. They worked with each other in collaboration. And then when we performed them, we didn't just perform the stories. We also had singing and dancing and visual art. We had the Toledo Ballet Adaptive Dance Company come and lead us through some dances. And it was just a big celebration of disability pride in our community. We had over 100 people come. And so you'll hear all those crowds in the background when we play these clips. The first thing that I want to share with you are just some clips from the storytellers themselves, who are going to talk a little bit about why it mattered to share their stories with their communities. We'll have three storytellers share some insights here, and actually you'll recognize all three of these voices. These are all people who've appeared on this podcast before. I'm going to send it over to our first set of clips, which is Phyllis, Cassandra, and Joe Rita.
I want you to tell me how you felt after your performance.
Well, I felt real good that I had told my story, and I just hoped that it touched someone and made a difference in their lives. I want them to take away the different things that we have done, that people with disabilities can do it, and that we can do whatever we set out to do. And we have different abilities and different interests, just like anyone else.
Perfect. Anything else you want to add about today's event?
Well, I think it was a very good event. It was an opportunity for people to see us and listen to our stories and hopefully learn something from us, from them, and take away, you know, the points, the good points that we were making.
Why do you think storytelling is important?
Because tell a story about my life and how my life is.
What do you think you'll take away from this event and from telling your story?
I hope more people come out to the storytelling events and enjoy themselves and have a wonderful time listening to our stories.
Storytelling is important so you can tell about our life and then about what's happening in our life, and so people can hear about it. And if they have any ideas from our story, we can do anything with a disability or non-disability. We have power.
I think it's really clear that telling your story matters, right? It makes a big impact to put it together, to share it with people. And when I do live events like this, like I said, we have these great workshops where many storytellers come together and workshop these stories together. That's also something we tried this season on the podcast for the first time. We had some of our storytellers who shared stories this year work together to give each other feedback on their stories. And I think it really just makes for richer, more engaging stories. And there are great things that come from getting your story on paper or putting it together in a speech. Sometimes it can just feel good to get something out that you've been keeping inside or to share something about yourself. But for me, where I think storytelling really makes a difference is when there is an audience to hear it. I think hearing stories can change the way you think and act and who you understand to be part of your community. It can change your mind. It can get rid of assumptions and myths that exist. Stories bring us together. They surprise us. They make us think. The second set of clips that I want to play for you are from our audience members. These are people who heard these stories and are going to share a little bit about what they're taking away from that experience. And so the audiences at this event were friends or relatives, sometimes it were guests from disability service providers, or just members of the general public who wandered into the museum that day. And you'll hear everyone takes away something a little bit different. In this next clip, you'll hear from a couple of different people. You'll hear from Jada, an audience member who chose not to share their name, from Janice, from Maurice, from Kiama, and from Jeff.
Why did you come out today?
I came out today just to kind of learn a little bit more about the participants that's part of the program. With lived experiences, we have a 15-year-old, and we've recently become part of the program too, but we didn't know what all it has to offer and the different programs and all the information. So we wanted to come to hear stories so that our child will have something and someone that she can relate to, and kind of hope to find her village of people and be in her comfort and know that although there may be some roadblocks ahead, that shouldn't stop you from getting to your goals.
Why do you think storytelling is important?
I think it's important because everyone, no matter what your ability level is, no matter what your race, no matter what your income, no matter what your zip code, doesn't matter your ability level, should have a voice. And so I wanted to come, and I wanted our child to be a part of that so that we can hear the voices of others.
And my final question for you today is, what do you think you're going to take away from today's storytelling workshop?
Take away some hope, some encouragement, and just some feel-good feelings, because it was just amazing to hear some of the stories that the young people shared with us today. And so I'm encouraged. When you come from a place of discourage with the community and of people with developmental disabilities, no matter what level it is, sometimes there's prejudgment and what have you. And so to hear these stories, to hear these voices, I'm just encouraged.
Why do you think storytelling is important?
Well, it's an oral history of events in people's lives. And the stories that they told today were really inspiring, but they were fun too.
The one thing that I'm going to take probably would be more appreciation for the developmentally challenged. I work with them, and I already am learning a lot, but this is bringing more insight to a lot of other things, discoveries.
All right, and I want to ask you why you came out today.
For my grandson.
All right, and why do you think storytelling is important?
I don't know. The only thing I do know is it's been a long, hard road. And to come from somebody telling you that you can't do it, and to be able to graduate, which I didn't, and then be in college, which I didn't, I think it's more than an accomplishment for my grandson.
Why do you think storytelling is important?
I think it's important because our story, it sort of makes up who we are, you know? And so if you meet somebody with a similar story, you know, you can always work to advocate for them as well, you know, help them. And you create friendships through stories. So that's why I think it's important.
What do you think you'll take away from today's storytelling workshop?
There's a whole lot more stories to be told, you know. I think this is a great opportunity that occurs, especially every year here. Came last year, came this year, probably come again next year. And, you know, it's just great to learn more about the community.
Like I said, I think that sharing our stories matters because it makes a difference in who hears them, right? It can really change perceptions, especially when we're talking about intellectual and developmental disability, where there are so many stereotypes and myths and so much stigma that has lasted for many, many years. And I think, or I'd like to think, that this show and some of these storytelling events that we do helps to change that a little bit, to change people's perceptions and bring us all closer in community. And I really think those audience clips helped us to hear that. Like I mentioned, we wouldn't have any of these clips if it wasn't for our marvelous intern, Ava Gottschalk. As a final treat, to close out this episode, I just want to highlight our fabulous intern, Ava. And so she and I, a couple of weeks ago, recorded a little bit of an interview. And so I want to share that with you now. Once a season, we give you a little behind-the-scenes treat here at Telling It Our Way. And so here we have someone whose name you have heard on every episode this season, but who you haven't gotten to meet yet. So we're going to do just a little in-house interview with our intern, Ava.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm like giddy.
So Ava, if you want to start by just introducing yourself and maybe telling us a little bit about what you've done for us here at Telling It Our Way.
Okay, so my name is Ava Gottschalk. I'm a junior at the University of Toledo, which is insane for me to say now because I feel like I was a freshman just yesterday. I major in health sciences with a pre-occupational therapy track, and I'm a minor in health humanities, which is where I got the opportunity for this internship through my minor. So I'm also involved on campus in two orgs. I'm involved in AOPI, which is a sorority on campus. I'm the vice president of recruitment for them. And then I'm also involved in the Pay It Forward Toledo organization, which is a service-based organization where we basically just do service stuff, philanthropy. We partner up with other orgs on campus and give back to the community.
So not busy at all. So you were like, I need something to fill my time.
Definitely needed something. Definitely for the summer because I'm just home all the time and that gets boring.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you've done for us in the last, I guess it's been probably 4 or 5 months now that you've been with us?
Yeah. So basically this summer, what I did was I took on tasks, like I created us a social media. I created us an Instagram and a TikTok, which was really fun.
Which I do not even know how to log into. So anything that you've seen from us on social media, that's all Ava. You can applaud her for that.
Yeah, I take pride in social media. It's one of my favorite pastimes is doing that. I did research, interviewing, transcribing messages, outreach and recruitment, a lot of other things that I just keep forgetting about.
Yeah, so you have really been on kind of all of the different parts of the show. So not just our social media presence, but you are a huge part in doing a lot of the script writing and background research. So all of the episodes that you have heard so far this season, Ava has been a huge part in getting all those research, those statistics that we all know and love on the show. Ava was a huge part of putting all that together. And then the other thing that you were able to do, so this interview is going inside of the episode where we share about the storytelling event. And so can you tell us a little bit about what you did for that?
Yeah, so basically I showed up at the art museum and then you handed me this ginormous like portable recorder. And afterwards I interviewed some of the storytellers and some of the community that was there and asked them like their thoughts and what they thought about it and what they hoped that this did for their community.
So had you had any experience doing anything like that before?
No.
What was that like for you?
It was fun. I felt like a grown-up. I don't know. I feel like now, as a junior in college, I didn't feel very, like, grown, but that kind of made me feel like I am gonna, like, I'm doing something.
I'm surprised to hear that in some ways, because I think that when all the work that I have done with you, you have been so professional the entire time. And so to hear that you feel like you're an adult now because you've done those things, you came in with that, I think, yeah. Already.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
And then the other thing that you helped us with is you helped do some story development. So we've talked a little bit about what our process on the show is like in past episodes, but all of the storytellers who come on the show, we do some pretty intensive work to help develop those stories. And you got a chance to do that with six different storytellers this season. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So basically, it was very interesting and it was really fun to hear from everybody and to watch those stories develop into the episode that they became. My favorite was definitely Tom's episode on benefits. I definitely loved hearing what he had to say and his take on everything and how he navigates it. I definitely had a lot of questions for him and it was great to like hear his response because I think it really developed the story and answered a lot of listeners' questions that they might have had when listening to his story. So I thought that was really fun and interesting to do.
Yeah, and just as a reminder for our listeners, what that story development often looks like is a storyteller will share their ideas for the story, and then we will record that conversation and just ask some questions to kind of further develop that story, which then becomes the script. And so that was your role, is really digging into those meaty questions to get that full story, which that's been my favorite episode this season, too. So I really thank you for doing that.
It was also my favorite to date.
So what made you want to intern with us to begin with?
That's my beefy answer. I got a lot on that one. So last semester, I picked up my minor in health humanities after one of my professor like passed around flyers for the minor. And then she had mentioned to me after I had picked it up that there was an internship opportunity. And I was like, you know what, this will be great for like personal development. And it would look really good on a resume in the future. So I was like, you know what, let's go for it. So I sat down with her and I talked with her about it. And it really intrigued me. And my roommates convinced me to apply. And so did my parents. So that was really, I had a lot of people push me to do it because I didn't think that I could. I didn't think I had enough time or enough experience to do it. And then another reason why I wanted to work with Telling It Our Way was because I wanted to educate my peers in my community because my niece is disabled and she can't speak. So hopefully through this, it made me know that I was making an impact on her life because she can't talk. So how about I help other people who can explain what it's like to have a disability?
Mm. And have you shared episodes of the show with your family?
Yeah, I have. They do enjoy listening to it. I always, every time that you would send me an episode that I would have to transcribe, I'd be like, hey, let's like listen. You guys want to listen to this? Like, I would get like a few minutes into it and I'd be like, hey, wait, this one's like really interesting. You should listen. And so we would sit down and we would watch it or like listen to it together.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So what are some of the things that you learned during your time as an intern with us?
A lot I did. It gave me knowledge about different disabilities. I was also able to expand my speaking skills. And like when I was interviewing people, I was able to ask questions in a more formal way, as well as come up with questions on the spot and answer questions for people on the spot. I found research for episodes and found different resources and information, as well as finding different resources for people with disabilities that they might not know about. So if anybody ever comes to me with like a question, I'm always able to redirect them somewhere, which is, I think, a big thing now.
Yeah, that's huge.
like, I just think that now I'm able to educate my peers. I was able to educate the Panhellenic community, and I helped one of my very close friends, who is the director of diversity, equity, and inclusion for Panhell, create an Instagram post for Disability Pride Month, and they highlighted different members of the Panhellenic community that might have a disability, whether it's learning or not learning disability, and to show that we're not the stereotypical sorority girls.
Look at you go, Ava.
That one was like, I emailed you afterwards saying, like, thank you so much for, like, giving me this opportunity. That's because I was able to, like, expand on that.
Well, we have been so grateful to have you. I mean, honestly, the contributions you've made have been huge. And like we said, across the board, from everything from, you know, ideation all the way through getting the episodes out, you've had your hands in everything. Is there anything that you particularly enjoyed, or things that you maybe weren't such a fan of?
I definitely enjoyed the interviewing process, like being with you guys in the room and like getting to hear the stories firsthand and watching them develop over time. Like, we would hear the initial story and then we would go back through, we would transcribe it, and then they would record it and you would send me that, and I would be like, wow, this is a great story. Like, this is what people need to hear. And I think that was my most favorite part, was watching the stories develop over the course of a few weeks.
That's my favorite part, too. So now that you have had this experience, I would really like to know from you, do you have any suggestions for where we can take the podcast in the future, things we can do to make it better?
Oh, that's a really good question. I do know that I was thinking about this earlier, how much I love Tom's episode on benefits and how I think that one just has, like, its spot. And he was a standalone episode, which deserved that. But I definitely want to hear more about, like, navigating life with a disability and how you get through certain things. And, like, he talked about the benefits aspect, but I want to hear more about, like, getting a job and, like, getting a house, like, applying, like, for a house and rent and the mortgage and different things like that, I think is a big take. And, like, if you need a wheelchair, like, how much does it cost? Like, what do you have to pay to get certain things that you need for your life?
So, okay, listeners, you hear that. That's the call. If you have a story like that, we want to hear it.
Definitely.
And then, Ava, can you just tell us a little bit about what's next for you?
So I have 2 more years of college left, and then after that I plan to apply to a couple OT schools, whether that's my doctorate or my master's. I'm really, really looking for my doctorate. I think that would just be really cool. It's just an extra year of research, which obviously we know I can do research. So
yes, we sure do.
I plan to go for my doctorate, whether that's here in Toledo or maybe somewhere else. Maybe I go to a coastal school. I do love the beach. So that sounds like something that might be in my future, even though it is kind of expensive, but I plan to run for another term for my sorority, maybe expand on a couple other orgs, and help out with some disability aspects on campus.
That's great. We will definitely be looking out for what you do next. We will miss you so much here. I really cannot overstate how much Ava has done for us this summer. And so if there's any drop in quality, just blame me and Allie. So
Don't blame them.
Thank you so much, Ava. We've really, really appreciated it. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Just that I had a great time working with you guys. It was really fun. A great summer.
Wonderful.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, thank you so much for being
here. Of
course.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so thank you to Ava for all that you have done for us at Telling It Our Way. We are so grateful for the time you spent with us. Before we end, I want to thank everyone who spoke to us for this episode. I also want to thank the Toledo Museum of Art and the Lucas County Board of DD, who helped sponsor that event that we shared for this episode, as well as our associate producer, Connor Smenner, our intern, Ava Gottschalk, and our Telling It Our Way advisory board members, Joe Rita Fox, Quinn Thomas, and Gavin Daly. Special thanks to WGTE and our producer, Chris Pfeiffer. And to access transcripts for this show and any other show notes, please visit wgte.org/ourway. I'm Becca Monteleone, and you've been listening to Telling It Our Way.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.